Why warmer winters are not so great for a favorite fish. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Yellow perch are a staple of firehouse and church fish fries, and the delicate fish on that dish might once have lived in the Great Lakes. But warmer lake waters in a changing climate threaten the yellow perch population, as well as other popular cool water fish like walleye. Jennifer Shveta Jordan has the fourth part of our series this week.
It feels like we're in the middle of nowhere on Lake Erie. Two young women are straining to drag a fishing net onto the deck of their research boat. Finally, they pull the last bit in.
Oh, yeah!
A few dozen fish are dumped from net into bucket. Among them is a little guy with dark stripes.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's a young of the year yellow perch.
Under the engine's roar, it might be tough to hear that U.S. Geological Survey biologist Richard Krause is positively tickled about finding a little yellow perch. That's because some research has been showing that white perch might be crowding it out. The yellow perch are important to the fishery economics of the entire Great Lakes, especially Erie. And what happens in Lake Erie does not stay in Lake Erie. Because it's the shallowest and southernmost of the Great Lakes, it can signal what will happen throughout the lakes. But lately, conditions have favored the white perch.
Since about the 60s, we've had a gradual increase in temperature in the lake. Well, that correlates really well with white perch population abundance.
White perch are native to the Atlantic and considered invasive in the Great Lakes. Krause says that while some people do fish and eat them here, when they're living in fresh water, they just aren't very tasty. But if the warming trend continues in Lake Erie, he says,
it could be fantastic for white perch.
The interaction between white and yellow perch is what one Ohio State researcher has been studying for a few decades. Stu Ludson's been playing out different scenarios in his lab in Columbus. When he replicated warm, short winters for yellow perch,
egg quality was very low. Eggs were smaller in size, and they had fewer lipids, fewer calories per egg. And then in addition, hatching success of these eggs was lower.
On top of that, perch larvae were smaller and more vulnerable to predators. And as temperatures continue warming, it's not just yellow perch that might suffer. Ludson says walleye might have a hard time too.
You know, I always expect yellow perch and species like walleye to be dominant players in Lake Erie. But the way conditions in the lake are going in terms of especially the winter warming piece, it's not moving in a direction that's favoring these species.
Fisheries managers are just beginning to deal with these kinds of interactions between invasive species and climate change. It's something Stosh Burgel's working on at the National Invasive Species Council in Washington, D.C. It's a program of federal government agencies. He's leading a task force of representatives from around the U.S. He says that so far, most work on invasives and climate change has focused on exotic species on land.
We just have a longer history of dealing with invasive plants and forest pests. On the aquatic side, just in terms of managing invasive species, it's very difficult because water bodies are connected, they're flowing.
Still, Burgel says he remains hopeful that management will catch up to the research. That would be good news for the multi-billion dollar Great Lakes fishing industry and our fish dinners. For the Environment Report, I'm Jennifer Shveta Jordan.
We wrap up our series tomorrow with a look at toxic algae that's blooming in the lakes. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.